Hello,
Yeah.
Lena.
Hi, Marv.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good.
So
I'm ready to rock.
that's good. So you're on here today to talk about your upcoming show at Casinorama on February 13th with the Headpans. It's
Yeah.
funny, my very first concert was the Headpans with the Helix back in the 80s, so that was kind of cool.
But your first concert was what?
Helix with the
Oh, Helix. Nice.
Headpans. Yeah. So I have a question. What's the message
You
you'd
were
like to
ruined
send
for
to
life after
everyone?
that.
What's that?
You were ruined for life after that.
Oh, jeez. Tell me about it. What's the message you'd like to send to everyone coming to the show?
Well, we're so happy to be coming up your way in Canada, and we're just so happy to be performing for everybody on Valentine's Day weekend. And it's going to be a really special show. My band is excited, and we're excited to see everybody there. It's going to be badass.
That's what you want to hear, Hawson.
Yeah.
Are there any songs you especially love performing live because crowd reactions is always huge?
Yeah. Always I find myself throwing different songs out at the band. Sometimes we do go on stage with a set list,
Right.
and what happens is we have lighting directors and people who are running front of house sound. They kind of need to know what you're playing and what you're doing. But when you get on stage, the fans are the ones that really kind of judge, the mood of the
Right.
concert. If I find the fans looking around the room, I know they're bored, and so I'll pull a song and throw in another song, which my band loves that. They love that spontaneous spur of the moment. Hey, Martin, give me that bass guitar. Let's do this. Let's play that, and they're like,
Right.
huh, keeps them on their toes, and they love it. So, the fans are the ones that control that vibe for the show. If they're
Awesome.
bored, I'm not going to have it. It's not
True,
going to work.
I don't think they'd be bored at your concert, so I wouldn't have to worry
No.
about that. Hopefully they're not bored. If they're bored, then they're at the wrong friggin' concert. That's for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
After decades of touring, what do you still like most about being on the road or dislike?
What do I like the most about being on the road?
Yeah.
Being on the road is tough. It will beat you up and wear you down. And for me, it's all about getting on stage and performing with my great band. And it's like we prepare for war when we
Right.
go out on the road. And together, we're a great team. And I think if you don't have that great team, then you might be in trouble. But that's what I love the most is performing.
That's good. So what is the biggest difference between touring now and the early days?
Oh God, do you have a checklist? There's so many things that have changed compared to the old days. There's so many rules and laws and do this and don't do that and don't sit there and don't have this and no, you can't use pyro. And it's just, so many things. But what stays true is the music and being able to perform for everybody. Again, I don't mean to keep going back to that,
Right.
but that's the one thing. Once you get through all the other crap, of the airlines and hotel rooms and everything has changed so much. That's what it's all about, and that's what makes it all worthwhile,
You just
is
like to get up on
when you hit that
stages and
stage
get
and
on
you feel
stage and
like,
rock
I
out.
am
That's
home, baby, get out of my
the
way.
exactly. When you look at your career so far, what are you most proud of?
Honestly, I'm most proud of the fact that it's been so many decades now. I've been playing rock and roll, and I've learned a lot over the decades, and I feel like I was raised on rock and roll kind of the hard way, and I'm still here, and I'm still healthy, and I'm still rocking, and I am grateful for that. That's what I'm most proud of. I feel like I've come full circle in life. So people can say, "Lita, you are the queen." And I'll say, "Yes, I am." I
Sure.
earned it.
You definitely did. You inspired generations of musicians, especially women in rock and metal. Do you ever stop and think about the impact you've had?
No, I'm reminded of it all the time, you know. I just want to be Lita, and I think that's one thing that was in the very beginning of when I first started. It was original, and people didn't quite know how to handle the situation with, you know, "Oh, well, she's a great guitar player." "Yeah, but she's a girl." Like, "Oh, I am? Oh, nobody told me that. Oh well, what am I gonna do about it? I guess I'll just keep playing guitar." And over the years, you know, it's okay to be, you know, a female and play guitar now. I love it. It's the year of the female this year, I think. 2026, the decade of the female, maybe.
Possibly
Finally.
there's a lot of women that play guitar, so
Yeah, I
you
love it.
inspired a lot of them, that's for sure.
Awesome.
Is there a moment on stage that still gives you chills, no matter how many times you played?
Sometimes, that's a cool question. I mean, I have a little place in my head that I have to go to sometimes because I feel like I want to cry or my throat gets choked up.
Right.
And so I have this little place that I go to in my head that takes me somewhere else, because if I stay there and I feel like sometimes I can see through people into their faces and into their souls. It's almost like I can see into their life. And the lyrics are so important, and they mean so much to people, you know, and they feel it, and I can see that, and I'm like, "Ugh." And that chokes me up is when I see that in fans, you know.
What's next for you after this tour?
Well, we're working on this, getting this record out. You know, it's been quite an event going back and forth with different record companies, but I think we're on the right path now. So that's it. I mean, getting this record out, 2026, hopefully the fall. Excuse me,
No worries.
September.
Okay.
Looking at September.
Can you tell us what the new album is about? Sometimes story, any messages or stories that you that come across?
Excuse me. I really can't because I'm waiting for the record to come out. Once it comes out, we'll be able to talk about it. But
We'll have to
right
come.
now, just kind of chomping at the bit.
Must be a little bit frustrating waiting for it to finally come out, and I know the fans are so excited for the new album. Everybody's talking about it, so when it comes out, be sure to definitely give it a listen. Do you have any special guests that are on the album?
Well, excuse me. I just got over that crud that everyone had. Gary Hoey is a record producer on it. Gary Hoey's one of the most amazing guitar players out there. And he's got a great studio in New Hampshire. I go up to New Hampshire and we record, and it's like I start a sentence and he finishes it. And we play guitars together. There's some real magic guitar playing on this record. And Jean Beauvoir wrote one song with me, which is phenomenal. And Jean Beauvoir was the bass player, little
Right.
black guy with a blonde mohawk. He was in the Plasmatics. And I know that was a while ago, but we kind of have that punk rock vibe together, you know, because growing up in the Runaways and then the Plasmatics, and He's a great songwriter, so he's on one of the songs. And then Doro Pesch and I sing
Right.
a duet, and everybody knows Doro. We sing a great duet together, and it's magic, so I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear it also. Does writing and recording music today, compared to how it worked in the past? How does
I'm sorry?
writing and recording music today different from in the past?
Really isn't. I mean, that's one thing that hasn't changed too much is the writing and the recording.
Pretty much so.
For me anyway, I like to get into a studio once I have an idea, and coming up with the ideas are quite difficult because you got to get in that writing frame of mind, and you're not always in that frame of mind, but if you can get in that frame of mind for writing, the best thing to do is if you come up with an idea, put it on your memo on your cell phone, or anything that you can hear it back.
Right.
And because it changes so fast, and then once the song you have an idea as how you want it to go, whether you bring it home, play it on guitar, play it on piano, just sit on your back porch and sing it, until it comes to life. And then what I like to do is just get into a studio and record it.
Awesome.
Usually I'll go up to Howie's, and we sit in his place and have a great time and record.
That's awesome. How long do you see yourself touring and making music?
Do I well, until I can't do it anymore,
That's good.
I mean, I don't know what else I would do. This is what I do. I love music. I get up in the morning, first thing I do is make a coffee and put on some, Def Leppard or something. And it's my world.
Awesome.
If I didn't have that anymore, I don't know. I'd eat a
Oh
lot. I'd just sit around and eat.
no. When the time comes to slow down or retire from music, what do you hope life looks like for you?
Don't know. I don't know. Drink heavily, and I don't know. I mean,
You don't know.
I don't see that. I don't see that in my life right now, I can't really predict the future, but I don't
True.
think that's in the near future.
Is there a song on your catalog that doesn't get played live, but you personally love it?
Oh, there's a bunch. Yeah. There's a bunch because sometimes those songs are recorded in a certain way for the album, and that's what works with those songs is a recorded version of that song. And then when you try to take it from the album and perform it live, it kind of becomes a whole different animal, and it doesn't always translate that well, whether it's a keyboard part or a timing part or just anything like that. It doesn't always translate. So some songs, even though you'd like to play them live, are best just being left on a record.
True.
I'm sure a lot of artists will agree with that.
For sure. If you could tour with any artist, past or present, who would that be?
You mean dead or alive?
Either,
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I always loved Jimi Hendrix.
he's a
But I don't know. I mean, touring with him could probably get me into a lot of trouble, which could be fun.
Definitely. What advice would you give musicians today trying to make it?
Be original. Don't forget to be yourself. and do what you're best at doing. Sometimes people lack creativity, and so they try to be their superheroes or their idols. And it's not always a good thing because, no one can be like, say, for instance, Jimmy Page or Robert Plant. I mean, Robert Plant is Robert Plant. We don't need another one. And
That's
just be yourself. I think that's the
good.
best.
That's good advice. Well, Lita, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Can't wait to see you at Rammer on the 13th, and it's going to be an incredible night. So look forward to it, and it'll be amazing. And I know you're going to put on one hell of a show. So,
Can't wait. It's going to be
okay.
awesome. We're going to bring the heat.
Rock on. Okay, take care, Lita. Thanks so much for
Thank
doing this.
you. See you
Take
soon.
care. Bye-bye.
Bye.